This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
There literally is so much going on in the news cycle, it's hard to catch up. We're going to do a lot of that, though, with Sean Spicer at the bottom of the hour. I have an audio cut of the day as well. Now, my next guest really doesn't need any introduction. He really doesn't, but we're going to give him one anyway here this afternoon.
From his humble beginnings as the official state senator of the Mark Reardon Show, he was elected as the 46th Missouri State Treasurer and then named the 43rd Attorney General of Missouri before becoming a United States Senator. And now, as the most valuable player in the annual congressional baseball game, it's Eric Schmidt on the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, my God.
I got the natural listen to that. Robert Redford just cracked that home run. If you better not suck on Wednesday night. I'm telling you, with that buildup. How are you, Senator?
That's a lot of hype. I love it. I mean, oh, my God. I tell you what, it gives me goosebumps. I grew up, the funny story, Mark, I grew up wearing number 9 because I was obsessed with the natural. And then, as you know, I'm 6'6". My number became 18 because back then, these single-digit numbers were like smalls and mediums, and I outgrew it. So I doubled it up, and that's how
I
had number 18.
I did not know that, but I had to create something special there for you.
That's awesome.
I heard from someone who was on the plane with you, no names mentioned, Gene Evans, said that you're in tremendous game shape for this thing. So before we get to serious topics, and there are serious topics, the Congressional Baseball Game is a lot of fun. It's at Nats Park. I've been to one of these in person. It's the Republicans against the Democrats. Some people think it's softball, but no. This is real baseball.
It's a baseball game. Yeah, we raise over $2.5 million for charity. It's a great time. There's 30,000 people here. I think there were 29,000 last year. It's a great night. It's a great cause, and it's a lot of fun. I joked last year when I was in the outfield with one of the other outfielders. I was like, you know, being in a major league outfield, this is what I really wanted to do with my life. But I ended up in the Senate, but I get to do it. I get to do it once a year. We got a lot of practices leading up to it. It's a lot of fun.
So. Now, the Republicans are on a little bit of a roll here, right? Because the Democrats, there was a guy, I think his name was Cedric Richmond, who had played collegiate baseball, and he pitched for the Democrats and used to kind of own the R's. But that's flipped. The script has been flipped, hasn't it?
Yeah, so there's a couple of House members that were elected 4 years ago. My first game was 2 years ago. We have a pretty solid lineup. I mean, to put up 31 runs, even in like in a congressional, I think that's the most runs that have been scored since like the 1920s or something. So we've got a pretty deep lineup, some pretty decent pitching. I would expect us to win again, but that's why you play the games. So,
do you know where you're batting in the order? Has that been decided?
So my first year I batted cleanup, and then the manager, Roger Williams, who actually played Major League Baseball, he's a congressman down in Texas, moved me into the two-hole a la Larry Walker style so I could get more at-bats. So
nice.
I think I'm batting second and playing left field.
And where do they put this on? Is it on C-SPAN or do they have it on ESPN2 these days?
Yeah, Fox Sports 1 has broadcast it before, and then it's also on C-SPAN. But what's cool about it being on Fox Sports is they actually have real announcers. And Chad Pergram, who does stuff on Fox News, he does the color commentating. But they have, so it's kind of fun afterwards when you can sort of watch the highlights. It's, you know, there's like a real announcer, announcing the game. And so when you get a big hit or something, it sounds like, you know, it's a real game.
Yeah. No, look,
so it's kind of fun.
It is a ton of fun. I want you to have fun and good luck. I hope the R's win. But let's talk about some serious stuff. Here's President Trump earlier today on Gavin Newsom and the craziness in California.
What do you make of the fact that he says, you want a civil war on the streets of America?
No, it's just the opposite. I don't want a civil war. A civil war would happen if you left it. If you left it to people like him, and I liked him. You know, I always got along with him. Never had a problem with him, but he's grossly incompetent.
So, Senator, over the weekend, the president of Mexico, I guess it's the president-elect, said, if necessary, we'll mobilize. We don't want taxes on remittances from our fellow countrymen from the U.S. to Mexico. So you had a particular response to that, didn't you? Explain what that means.
Yeah, so right now, we actually don't charge a tax on dollars that are sent out of the United States from illegal immigrants to places like Mexico. And so the House had a pretty modest proposal of doing a 3.5% tax on the money that flows out, what's called a remittance tax. And we were actually working behind the scenes anyway to handle that on the Senate side as the big, beautiful bill makes its way over here. So I announced, you know, we're going to quadruple that. So thanks for playing. We don't play kindly to threats. We're going to quadruple that. We're going to have a 15% tax on all remittance out. There's two reasons why you do it. One is a lot of times these illegal immigrants aren't paying any tax at all, right? So it's unfair to the hardworking people of this country. The second thing is it's meant to be a deterrent for illegal immigration, right? If you think you can come here illegally, not actually be deported for some particular reason, and you're just sending money back without it ever being taxed, that's ridiculous. So I think we're going to get something like that done. And if the president-elect of Mexico wants to keep popping off, we'll just keep raising the number.
So your colleagues keep also defending criminals who are being, you know, swept up by ICE. And obviously, you know what's happened over the weekend. That's why the president was talking about Gavin Newsom. Pam Bondi decides to bring Abrego Garcia back to this country. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, this guy's going to get convicted of even more serious crimes. I mean, he was running human beings in a human trafficking operation by the dozens, if not the hundreds. So I just think, Mark, it's fascinating. You and I have been talking politics for 15 years. And since my humble beginnings as the official state senator of the Mark Reardon Show.
Right, there you go.
And I can't actually believe, like, I really can't. Like, I'm not just trying to, like, get, you know, some effect here. I can't actually believe that this is where the Democrat Party is now, that their signature issue, what they get most riled up about, is defending illegal immigration and some of the worst people who are here. This is about like a globalist effort funded by NGOs from the left, from a mass migration to get them here. They can't believe President Trump won. He ran on mass deportations, and they can't believe he's actually doing it. So this is a big temper tantrum. But the problem is when you're going after ICE agents or you're going after law enforcement, you've got a problem. And so President Trump's right to do this, and these deportations are going to continue. This isn't 2020 anymore. Right? We've seen this play. It's all BS. These are professional folks. Bricks are being dropped off just like they were 5 years ago. Everybody's seen this movie before. President Trump's going to get his way here because he ran on it. And these people are here illegally. They're criminals. So anyway, I just find it fascinating that this is kind of their hill to die on. It's amazing.
And letting boys play against girls in sports, too. That's another
hill. Yeah, that too. Right,
yeah.
Right,
okay.
Sure.
Well, walk us through the process at first here and then your thoughts on the big, beautiful bill. What I said last week, I don't have to drag you into the divorce with Elon and Trump, but what people said and I said last week, because I understand, you know, what you're trying to achieve here. I also understand this is a $4.5 trillion tax increase if you guys don't do something. So Elon certainly has his heart in the right place, but the practicality of this is something needs to be passed.
Yes, we can't have a $4+ trillion tax increase. There's a lot of great things in here, like, by the way, expanding deportation efforts. The only real new money that's being appropriated here are, you know, for the deportations, really. There's and defense for the Golden Dome and, by the way, money for next generation air deterrence and things like that. So other than that, it's about trying to save money. So I think what you're going to see, Mark, is coming over here into the Senate now, our conference is probably more aligned on the conservative side to find more spending reforms, to find more of spending reductions. And that's what we're doing right now in the Senate. You'll probably see some of those kind of come out this week and then into next week. And that last week in June, we'll start voting. And it's called a Votorama. The Democrats can offer any kind of amendment. We can offer amendments. And it'll be a long week in order to meet that self-imposed July 4th deadline to do this. But, you know, there's other things on the table. This salt stuff, I mean, you talk about what's happening. Why are we subsidizing to the degree that they have people have articulated for terrible blue state policies like Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker? For the audience, that's the state and local tax deduction. So effectively, if you're in a blue state with high taxes, you can deduct those state and local taxes from your federal income tax, which is effectively a subsidy for bad policies. So the House, in order to get some votes, and I understand why they did it, yeah, on some of the New York delegation, the Senate doesn't have any appetite for that. So I think you're going to see you're not going to have the House filled just sort of rubber stamped over in the Senate. You're going to see a bicameral process. We're working closely with the president and House colleagues to have something that we send to the House, and they take it up and pass it. I'm confident we're going to get there, but there's still some work to do over here in the Senate.
So I'm never good at math. That's why I'm on the radio. But help me with the math a little bit. Like, if you don't have Ron Johnson and Rand Paul, who seemingly aren't going to be on board, how does the math work?
Well, you're not going to get any Democrats, right? So you've got 53, you got 53 Republicans. And that means everybody's got kind of a lot of leverage for things that are important to them. School choice is important to me. I actually think strengthening the system for individuals with disabilities are some things I'm fighting for there. So there, all of us have kind of things, because all of us are going to matter. But if you've got, you know, Rand Paul out, and I don't know where Ron John will end up being, but you got Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, and who knows where they go, right? So we don't have a lot of votes to lose. But I'll say this, we've been meeting a lot, not just in committees, but we had a full Republican conference, couple hour meeting last week. We're doing that again this Wednesday, to try to hash these things out to make sure that we have the votes to move forward, to sort of maximize the savings and also make sure we're delivering on the promises that President Trump made that are important, like no tax on tips and a lot of those, you know, the border security measures. So it's, you know, it's in that process right now where, like, it's in a, you know, it's this sausage making that is not always pretty, and sometimes tempers can flare. Sure. and people care about different things. But that's kind of where we're at. And then I would look for hopefully voting on this out of the Senate in the last week of June before the 4th of July. Then anything else kind of gets ironed out between then and the August recess, because the debt ceiling thing happens sometimes late August, early September.
So there's people who saw what Elon tweeted, and there's people in the audience right now saying, look, you guys are always talking about spending cuts. You're not doing what we expected. You're not going to get there. What would you say to them? Because part of this is kind of locked in by the process here. But I guess the question would then become, if this gets to the president's desk, he signs the big, beautiful bill, we make sure the tax cuts are in order, what's the next step after that to make sure we get some fiscal sanity beyond that?
It's a great question. And so I guess here's what I would say. You put me in the category that wants to maximize the savings in this process. This bill, through the reconciliation process that only requires 51 votes, not 60 votes in the Senate, is related exclusively to mandatory spending,
right?
Not discretionary spending. Our appropriations process or continuing resolution that'll come a little bit later in the year, that'll be for discretionary spending. So hopefully we can find some more savings there. We will also have what are called rescissions packages. So the White House just last week sent rescissions packages that kind of codify the DOGE reforms. So the first measure of that will be coming, and we'll probably handle that in July. So there's a, and by the way, we also can do two more rescission bills if we can or want to, that only require 51 votes. But I think you've got the maximum leverage right now with the tax cuts expiring to do the most, right, with this one. So basically think of it as you've got a few different buckets to find savings. This is one of them, and it's a big one, but you also have the regular appropriations process, and you also have rescissions. And so there's a lot of moving parts here, but this is just exclusively related to mandatory spending, which is why it's gotten a lot of attention.
Well, and it's also why people are confused, right? Because even I would even say Elon goes in with his heart in the right place. You know, you go after some programs that are kind of obvious, and we all say, why we're even spending any money, you know, on taxpayer money on these things. But the process is also very important. That's where it gets tricky for people, I think.
Yeah, and look, I'm someone who, you know, this is my third session. There's a lot that you want to do that I want to do that relates to, you know, kind of shrinking the size and scope of government. And you got to have the votes to get there. And so the fact that we've got a House majority, albeit slim one, we have a Senate majority, albeit a slim one, but not as slim as the House. And we only need 51 votes. I think everybody appreciates what a unique opportunity is. And I think I've told you this before. I don't know how long I'll be in the Senate, but it could be that these 2 years, especially right now, is the most opportunity you're going to have for whatever that tenure looks like. So it's not lost on me, and I think there's a real sense of urgency.
Senator Eric Schmidt, thank you so much for squeezing me in this afternoon. Have fun on Wednesday night. I can't wait to see the game. And how about the Cardinals, man? They're exceeding expectations, right?
They look good. I think they're overperforming what everybody thought, which is a lot of fun. They're a fun team. So tune in, everybody. Tune in to C-SPAN or Fox Sports. I'll try to represent the great state of Missouri in that game on Wednesday night.
All right, have fun. We'll talk to you.
All right, see you.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is, like, to his point, because I've watched the game over the years because I've had interest, and I went to a game about 7 or 8 years ago. But when it's on the Fox network, they call it like a real game, and it is a blast. And the Republicans should be favored here. We'll see what happens. You got to play the game, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We got Sean Spicer coming up here in just a few minutes, but I have to tell you about Terry Moran at ABC News, who is suspended right now. Sue, you're not caught up on this, are you?
Nope.
So late Saturday night, I guess it would be early Sunday, Terry Moran tweets something out about Stephen Miller, who's the Deputy White House Chief of Staff, and he says he's a man who is richly endowed with the capacity for hatred and called him a world-class hater. So he also referred to President Trump as a world-class hater. The post was deleted, you know, as so often is the case, but the screenshots are out there. You can't do anything on these platforms, especially if you're Terry Moran, who's one of the lead news people at the legacy outlet ABC News. And, you know, Sue, the ABC News, they shoot it straight down the line, right? There's no bias at ABC News.
Oh, no.
So what's interesting is J.D. Vance says, you know, he gets involved right away, says that's an absolutely vile smear. ABC News, all they've said so far is that he has been suspended pending further evaluation. So Carolyn gets it. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. Now, my tweet about this was, well, I'm not shocked at all. I mean, the only thing he did differently than anyone else at NBC or CBS or CNN is he said it out loud. But he has a pattern for this. So here's Carolyn on this today.
This is, again, coming from someone who is supposed to be an unbiased and professional journalist. This is unacceptable and unhinged rhetoric coming from someone who works at a major television network.
Yeah, this is, you know, what people, I guess they still have Good Morning America, right? And some people watch evening newscasts. I think a lot of us have moved past that. A lot of us depend on the alternative media. But in theory, you have a lot of people out there, and this is what's sad. They still trust these outlets. They still think that they're right down the middle. I mean, and I'm not trying to do this as an insulting way. My sister's a good example. She's out of town, so I can talk about her. But she listens to NPR, and she follows some of these outlets. And she has her opinion. She can have whatever opinion she wants. But what I try to convince her and other people of is that these people are not in any way, shape, or form fair. So some examples, well, we can go back to 2017 with Terry Moran.
Students of history will take note of that slogan, America First. Mm.
It's a loaded term in American history. Now, he defined it here as total allegiance to the United States of America. However, it carries with it overtones from the 1930s when an anti-Semitic movement saying we don't want to get involved in Europe's war. It's the Jews' fault in Germany. Charles Lindbergh led them. The words themselves carry very ugly echoes in our history.
Yeah, so they like to do the Nazi comparisons. It's interesting that that goes back to 2017 with Terry Moran already, and I guess they were doing this, you know, nonstop. It continued into the election for sure. But this is just in April with Terry Moran and Trump.
They're giving you the big break of a lifetime. You know, doing the interview, picked you because, frankly, I never heard of you, but that's right. I picked you, Terry, but you're not being very nice.
It is an undeniable fact that illegal crossings at the southern border have plummeted, a staggering decline. But there are questions about your methods. And so I want to ask
about my message?
Methods. About your methods. How you're accomplishing
this. Well, they seem to work.
Do you think the reputation of the United States has gone down under your presidency?
I think it's gone way up, and I think we're a respected country again. We were laughed at all over the world. We had a president that was grossly incompetent. You knew it, I knew it, and everybody knew it, but you guys didn't want to write it because you're fake news.
Yeah, so, you know, they are fake news. And what's interesting about that, now look, the dynamics of where people are on immigration and the polling might change because of what's happening in LA. And I hope that nobody gets hurt and I hope nobody gets killed because things are dangerous. I also know that it's not the majority or even close to people like that that are being violent. It's professional protesters. But listen to Harry Enten on CNN, because this is what has to drive Terry Moran crazy and Chuck Todd and the whole like of them. Chuck Todd's not on NBC anymore. He's in alternative media. But listen to where the approval ratings are on that specific issue, immigration.
If we just take a look at the baseline numbers here, this is Trump's net approval rating on immigration. It's gone up like a rocket. In his first term, Trump was way, way, way underwater at minus 21 points. But look at this. He's up over 20 points. Now in the aggregate, he is in positive territory at plus 1 point on his net approval rating. Some other polls even have it a little bit higher than
that.
Yes,
so they're driving him crazy because it's actually working. And we've actually seen a turnaround. One of the narratives from a few weeks ago, I guess if you go back like 5 or 6 weeks, 7 weeks, oh, look at Trump. He's got these approval ratings that are tailing off. People are not with him. But on the immigration front in particular, I love that he made that comment with Terry Moran. Look, it seems to be working. How hard was it to close down the border? And then you have a reporter from ABC that wants to say, well, they don't like your methods. Their methods, you actually achieved what you said you were going to achieve. Now, this gets maybe into a different territory. And we talked about it a couple hours ago. I'm cool with the National Guard moving in and pull, Charles Lipson addressed this in the 3 o'clock hour from the University of Chicago, pull in some Guard members from wherever you need to. There was an indication that the Marines, that the military might get involved. I think that's a bad idea as a precedent.
What's the difference to you?
Well, the difference is we're talking about the U.S. military, where they should be fighting the enemy from not within, but from outside of the country, not within the borders. There's, you know, that's a very dangerous territory in my mind. They're there to protect us as a nation. Now, you know, maybe you can make the case we've been invaded, and we have been invaded. Somebody said this. Can you imagine this is rhetorical, Sue. There's no other country on the planet that, first of all, would allow millions and millions and millions, 12 million, whatever the number is, to invade their country and then to light fires in the middle of the street and
say,
oh, yeah, we're cool with that, right?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it with Sean Spicer coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, what a news cycle we're in right now, and one of the best people to break it down is my friend Sean Spicer, who's with us. He's got a show that's going to air tonight on YouTube. Sean, how are you?
Well, I'm on the East Coast, so I feel safe, Mark. I cannot believe what's happening in L.A. I can't believe we're at this point in our country. It's a simple question. I know you're asking to be polite, but I scratch my head because I wrote a column. I've got a newsletter, SeanSpicer.com, where I write a newsletter a couple times a week. And last week I wrote, when I got into politics in 1994 and did my first race, it was your standard Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative stuff. We want less taxes, less government. The other side wants this. Things like the border and siding with criminals was not an issue.
Yeah.
Certainly wasn't a partisan issue. And the idea that the Democrats have now gone all in and talked about our what was Kamala Harris's phrase this weekend? Our immigrant neighbor friends. And I'm like, I don't think neighbors or friends burn police cars, throw rocks at law enforcement. My neighbors don't anyway. I can't speak for St. Louis because it's been a while now. But I will tell you, at least where I'm from, we don't throw rocks at our neighbors. We don't burn their cars. And I just cannot believe we're at a point in our country where we have one party that stands with law and order and another party that stands with criminals. It's just, it blows my mind. And anyone who thinks that, like, all these Democrat stories that are coming out of Washington about, you know, we need to worry about men, we need a podcast, it's like, guys, you don't need any of that until you get common sense back in your party. That's what they're missing. This isn't a tactical issue. You know, they keep thinking that they just need to do more of this or more of that. The reality is what they do is need to do less of the dumb stuff.
Yeah, well, you know what? You said you can't speak for St. Louis. I can, and here's why. We saw a lot of this certainly in the aftermath of Mike Brown, and then there was another case here where there were protests. Some of this happens right outside my building here downtown. And the one thing, and this has been addressed by the chief in Los Angeles, and President Trump agrees, look, how many millions of people are in L.A.? These are professional protesters that are getting involved here, and they're destroying property, and they're defending criminals, to your point. I mean, if you really look at the people who are being swept up, these aren't, you know, the Maryland fathers, right? Or the California fathers. These are people who should not be in this country. But here you have Jayapal and even Gavin Newsom getting on board with the criminals. They do not distinguish. There was a piece, Sean, in our local paper about some of the ICE arrests. You had to tick down to about the fifth paragraph to feel, you know, to really realize that they were talking about people who were criminals and should not be here. Yeah. They always forget the illegal part of the conversation. They never acknowledge that.
Right. Well, that's right. And I actually on my show tonight talking about this, like the language, right? So it's our neighbor, our immigrant neighbors, those people who are undocumented. It's like they won't use the phrase because they know they're not right on this. Okay. So number one, and then they use phrase like peaceful protest. We've got things under control, as if we're stupid and we don't have eyes. That's number one. Number two, remember something that's important here. This is not just like some normal domestic unrest situation. These folks are going after federal agents, and the federal government has a right, indeed an obligation, to protect federal agents, federal property. So that's different. And then the third thing I would say is this. I walk through the timeline on my show tonight. So you can go to YouTube and watch this thing. But it's fascinating because the media won't tell you this. But remember how this started. There's an assemblyman, a Democratic assemblyman, okay? And the assemblyman represents that Paramount area in California.
Okay.
And he sees ICE agents, the trucks, rolling in. So he says, I'm going to start live streaming this and see where they go. And he tells them, hey, look, these guys go, which is, where did they go? They went to their office. There's like a lot where the ICE folks in this Paramount area of California. So he sees ICE agents and he's streaming on Instagram and getting a crowd to come gather because he said they shouldn't be here operating in this area of California. So in other words, this Democratic assemblyman, these guys from ICE weren't doing anything, weren't bothering them, weren't raiding anything. They were literally going to their office. And he starts live streaming this on Instagram and saying, come gather, come protest. They come. He gets hundreds of people to show up to this lot. They start throwing rocks at the agents. They light three cars on fire. But the reason I say this is remember the TikTok here. This wasn't like ICE was doing something nefarious and then they protested it. They created this situation, created it. And then Gavin Newsom starts saying it's under control, don't do anything. But just to be clear, ICE wasn't in the middle of some big raid, which still, frankly, would be their job.
Right.
Right. Or they weren't. They were literally at their office. And then when they went to leave and they opened the gate, they started pelting them. So when you listen to the media talk about we got to get ICE out of here and we got to do this, just don't fall for their narrative, because the reality is that this was started entirely by the left. They created this situation. They showed up. They committed acts of violence. And every one of these people, from Karen Bass to Jayapal, as you mentioned, they literally egged these people on. And the federal government has, as I said, an obligation to protect them.
Well, look, there's more, you know, similarity to St. Louis, because when Mike Brown happened, we had an alderman here that gaslit it, and our local paper gaslit it before knowing any of the facts, before knowing any of the lies. So this is very common, and we're very familiar with this here in St. Louis. I have to get to some other issues, Sean Spicer, because there's so much going on right now. I tweeted this afternoon. I said, why suspend Terry Moran of ABC? 99% of the legacy media aren't any different. They feel exactly the same way. He just made the mistake of saying it out loud. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, you know, it's funny because Chuck Todd and Chris Cillizza, two has-beens, both said, they said, I can't believe Stephen Miller is attacking these folks. for you know, because he basically, Stephen Miller's tweet was, I can't believe, you know, that he, exactly what you said, that this is just the quiet part out loud. But the reality is that, you know, it may have been 12:06 a.m. on a Saturday night, and I'm going to guess, maybe, I'm not, look, to use a media phrase without evidence, but I'm saying that I'm going to guess that Terry Moran might have had a few.
You never know. Yeah.
You never know without evidence. But the reality is that he did say the quiet part out loud. And hold on. Wait a second. Mark, I'm getting breaking news right now. I'm just going to read it to you as it comes over. Jake Tapper is announcing a brand new book, Original Sin 2, ABC's Decline, Its Cover-Up, and Their Disastrous Hiring Choices. So apparently Jake is going to now write a whole book on this and make a ton of money as well. But the truth is, I cannot believe. One other quick little stat. Did you realize that no one at ABC News has actually put out a statement or said anything? John Carl, who hosted This Week the next morning, didn't mention it. ABC News, their PR department, hasn't put out a statement. The news was broken by CNN.
Yeah, that
no
is interesting.
No one at ABC has been asked to comment, not one person.
Yeah, I don't think I did know that, but that's interesting. So we'll see where that takes us. My guess is he's going to still have his job, and if he doesn't, he'll be part of the resistance, right?
Is. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm saying I cannot believe that ABC has gotten away. And here's the reality. Remember, if they've gotten away with it, that means that no one else has asked. So if you they could say, well, we didn't proactively put out a statement. Okay, that's nuts that you suspended the guy who just did an interview with the president of the United States. But the idea that you guys at ABC haven't proactively put out a statement, I think is ridiculous. But okay, fair enough. But the idea, think about this, not one person from the media has asked them.
Yeah, they don't want to cover it.
All these media reporters, Stelter didn't report that, you know, here's what ABC News, he said, I have reporting that he's been suspended. He didn't even get, like, why isn't one of these people asked ABC News for a comment?
Very, very valid question. You know, so often is the case with you, it's so funny, I was just thinking about this. I was all prepared to talk about Trump and Elon and what happened the other day. But since then, it's like that's already old news, isn't it?
You know, the funny thing is, so as you know, I have a nightly show. It airs on YouTube and all podcast channels. And so over the weekend, starting on Friday, I start to make notes. And I don't know how you do your show, but I mean, that's how I operate.
Sure,
I start with a doc, and I just start adding in things. And so I'm with you. I'm glad you said that. It was funny. I was like, I'm going to talk about Abrego Garcia returned to the United States, Elon Musk. And I'm like, I had all these things, and all of a sudden.
Ah, that's Friday.
Like, wait a second. I'm like, God, that's Friday. What? I mean, can you imagine Abrego Garcia is like, what was that? Like 3 weeks ago? I mean, this is insane. This is, I get such a kick out of Trump world because you think that what happens on a Friday, you'll be able to hold. And here we are, 48 hours later, if this was Biden, we'd be like, okay, what else are we going to talk about?
No, we would be.
And here we are. And I'm like, and by the way, there was a whole bunch of stuff that happened with Russia. We have China talks going on with Secretary Bessent and Lutnick and Ambassador Greer. And I'm just like, this is crazy. All this stuff is happening. And we're going 2 days later over a weekend.
Breakneck speed. Oh, my God. It's hard to keep up with. But since you mentioned Biden and since you were in a similar role, the same role, KJP, Sean, what do you say about that?
First of all, I get such a kick out of it. I mean, to me, number one, she boldface lied. Okay. Either there's two things. So she said that Joe Biden ran circles around her. So either she really needs to take a dose of Maha and get better. I really worry about her health. If that guy's running circles around you, then you have a health issue. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, or she boldface lied, but those are the only two choices. Then the idea that she had the audacity to think that after being unbelievably ethically unqualified to hold that job, that she was entitled to a position on The View is another thing that I can't get a thing. Then I can't get over the hurdle of her thinking that somehow she deserves a book deal so that she can tell us why she's with the Democratic Party. I mean, for as much trouble as the Democratic Party is in, I have a feeling that whoever that new chairman is probably like, good, bye. We don't need you.
Yeah, I mean, you mean the guy that they leaked the phone call on? Probably David Hogg leaked the phone call on Ken Martin. How about that too?
Yeah, Ken Martin. I mean, just but the idea that like I get such a kick out of how like it's embarrassing that she's like, I'm trying to be an independent and I left the party. I will tell you this right now. I'll save you the $27 or whatever the book is going to cost. It's a grievance fest. She's pissed because a lot of people in the White House knew, and they're the ones who told the truth, how epically unqualified she was for that job. And she's just going to go after them. So John Kirby, Anita Dunn, maybe Jeff Zients, Bruce Reed and Steve Ricchetti, all the Biden insiders. I think she's going to crap on all of them, right? And so that's if you really just want to hear Brin Jean-Pierre complain about how she didn't get the respect that she didn't deserve from those folks, then spend $27.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But honestly, like I feel like at some point I will predict this. I truly believe this. With the exception of maybe some mandated bulk orders, she will not sell more than 5,000 individual copies.
We'll track
no
that. It'll be interesting.
That
well, and you know, let me ask this. I don't have a lot of time left, but have you read or just reaction on the Tapper and the Thompson? I mean, Jake Tapper aside with his hypocrisy, that's a whole topic in and of itself. But the revelations are, you know, obvious to a lot of us. Hey, we've been talking about this for a long time, right?
Yeah, look, so I will not buy it. I will not read it out of principle. I just can't. And I feel like it upsets me. It's sort of like when conservatives go embrace, you know, folks on the left wing of the media. And like, I'm like, we have suffered enough. Why are we helping them? And so if you buy Jake Tapper's book, you know, I feel like we are enabling them. Jake Tapper was part of the problem. It's a lie. It's a bold for all of his sanctimonious stuff about the big lie and misinformation. He is equally to sit here and to say, gosh, I didn't.
Oh,
realize
no doubt. No doubt.
Joe, but he is a liar. He's spreading this information. He is part of the problem. And the idea that he is, you know, probably making several hundred thousand dollars off of this, to me,
it's sickening. It's disgusting.
Is just,
and by the way, right. You know what I've said? I don't know if you've touched this book, but I think David Zweig's book, An Abundance of Caution About COVID, is more important than that book because of the damage it did to millions of kids. I don't know if you've touched that or had David on the show, but that's the important book right now.
Wait, so tell me, when did that come out?
It came out like 2 months ago, right before all this buzz happened on the Tapper book, and it's
like,
called.
The funny part about this is why like you and I should like we have this on air, but like at some point I was literally having a conversation with my team about getting some good authors on for you know the middle of July.
You should get him on.
Have his stuff.
Yep.
I love this. You're great, and if I've got the Mark Reardon seal of approval, then I know it makes sense. So
I'll send you his contact. I'm in direct contact with David, and he's come on a couple of times because I feel like his book is so important. I think you would enjoy this conversation. I really do.
No. This is and not only that, but I love you and I are simpatico on this because this to me, I talk about this all the time. This is another one of the big lies. The idea of how the left is getting away with what they did during COVID. So I'm super thankful that you brought it up, and I'd love to have this guy on because this is exactly what I was looking for 2 hours
Good.
Ago. And I said, we got to find somebody who's got it. And it's a great story to tell because you're right. If we don't learn the lessons, I believe one of the biggest things is that if we don't learn our lesson with China, these guys sent us a virus. We bought their PPE. We are now, I give President Trump a lot of credit for standing up to them right now. But at some point, if we don't realize the economic and military existential threat that we face because of them, it's on us.
Absolutely.
Right. So
Absolutely.
I'm glad you brought this up.
I will send it. I will share it.
Well, I you got anything else for me?
No, because I'm out of time, because we're running out of time here, and the show's about over, and who knows what's going to happen after 6 o'clock tonight. Enjoy the podcast and the show tonight on YouTube. Sean, I will send you David Zweig stuff. Thank you so much.
Thanks, brother.
You know, with all the craziness, I'm going to feature a little of this here in Audio Cut of the Day in L.A. One of the best people to discuss that with is former Border Patrol agent Chris Klemm. He will be with us tomorrow at 5:04 right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the Audio Cut of the Day.
So here's what it sounded like in downtown Los Angeles with lots of cars getting set on fire. And then there's Gavin Newsom, who thinks he's a badass right now, challenging Tom Homan.
Come after me. Arrest me. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy. You know, I don't give a damn. But I care about my community. I care about this community. The hell are they doing? These guys need to grow up. They need to stop. And we need to push back. And I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting. So, Tom, arrest me.
Don't give them the satisfaction. What they're doing is they're trying to get people back in custody who literally are murderers and rapists and criminals. So Tom Homan's response...
We're arresting bad people. We're enforcing laws and follow up on a serious criminal investigation on cartel financing. So that's exactly what I said. And I took a lot of bad people off the street that day. We arrested a sexual predator, arrested gang members, arrested somebody that had an armed robbery conviction. So we made L.A. safer. The men and women of ICE, the men and women of the Border Patrol made L.A. safer that day.
So we refer to this with Sean Spicer. Some of this was gaslit by someone who was recording a video and make it seem like it was something else, but they're going after criminals.
When you cross that line, you put hands on an ICE officer or you destroy property, or I say that you're impede law enforcement or you're knowingly harboring concealing illegal alien, that's a crime. And the Trump administration is not going to tolerate it. You cross that line, we're going to see prosecution in the Department of Justice. Then the reporter asked me, well, could Governor Newsom or Mayor Bass be arrested? I said, well, no one's above the law.
So there you go. We'll see what happens tonight in Los Angeles. We'll talk about it tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Plus, it's Telephone Tuesdays.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.